Hey everybody, Channel 9 at South by Southwest 2012, and we are at the coolest party of the entire event, the interactive opening night celebration for the interactive tract. And standing next to me is Jared Ficklin from Frog. You probably know him by now, and if you don't, we're going to link to a bunch of stuff that he's done. But right now, he's going to talk to us about what you see behind us, which is called the Light Tricycle. So tell me what we've got here. What have you built, you mad bear?
So me and a couple of my builders, Matt and Pat, we sat down and thought, what would be funnier than full-grown adults riding tricycles.
Right.
At the time, Tron was everywhere.
Right.
Maybe a little too everywhere. So we're like...
Because you have to sit in that funny position and try not to fall, and that's just stupid.
Yeah, so we're like, light tricycles. So this is another in that spirit of physical to analog, analog to physical. This is a digital game, but you control it in an analog way. So if you want your light trike to move faster, you need to pedal faster. You need to turn. You actually have to turn brakes.
It seems that this is a continuous theme amongst your projects, that it's all about getting grown adults into really stupid positions. Is this something that you might have some sort of fetish with, Jared?
No, it
do
does not.
Do we need to seek a therapist?
It does not relate to high school at all.
Gotcha.
No, it's running home from the school bus. But, you know, they say that geeks will inherit the earth and eventually the nerds rule the world. So,
if not already.
I think it was Bill Gates who said that. And, he's right.
He's right. So let's talk about the dynamics here. So each person is going to get on their tricycle, and essentially the motors are digitally controlling what you see on the screen. You tell me.
The motor is you.
You
get on and you pedal, and then we have a bunch of Arduinos and other like hardware stuff, sensors, magnets that read the rotational speed of the wheel, communicate that over to software, which actually communicates it like the joystick would to the players in the game. This is house-written software. We wrote this ourselves, and that's how it works. So you want to go faster, you're going to have to pedal faster. You want to stop, pull the brakes.
You know, I thought I wanted to play against you, but this sounds like a workout.
It is a workout, actually.
I don't know if I'm into this anymore.
When it first started working, Pat and Matt, they screamed, and then the next day they came in, they were so sore they could barely walk around because they just sat there playing.
Is there like a prize at the end? Does a digital person bring me a cocktail?
That would be so, why didn't we think of that?
You should hire me.
Yeah, that's where the geek thing breaks down, huh?
All right, well, I still think I'm going to beat you, so let's get on a race.
All right, let's try it.
Let's do it.
I hope you're in shape.
Let's go!
I hope you're in shape.
Ah!
Me and my low rider way.
Where am I supposed
to go? Turn around and try to get it.
So it's not like a track.
I'm in an oscillation. I see your trail now. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, and I don't look silly. Oh, you have laid a clever trap for me here.
Ah!
If it wasn't for your bad driving skills, I would have surely crashed.
This is rigged.
How are your legs feeling?
No, this is good. One more time. Let's go one more time.
One more round?
No. Go left.
So hard.
Yeah. Go.
Oh,
did I win?
Good job.
All right, tiebreaker.
Best of three.
So if you steer a little more in the middle. There you go.
Go! What a great night. Best of three.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well played, sir.